You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast, in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach, at 91.7 FM, streaming online and on demand at xray.fm. Welcome to Respected Ladyland, a magical world where the contributions of women during the golden age of the record industry are collected, selected, interconnected, retrospected, and respected. I'm DJ Action Slacks, ready to explore some stacks of wax with you. During this visit to Respected Ladyland, we'll be spending time appreciating some of the musical offerings of two creative women from Detroit. They were both songwriters, producers, vocalists, and record label founders. I'm talking about Lorraine Chandler and Ms. Johnny Mae Matthews. In the background is a song released in 1976, written by Johnny Mae Matthews, performed by the band Black Nasty, featuring Johnny Mae Matthews' son, Artwell Matthews, on the drums. Picture this. You're swimming in a sea of top-notch, ambitious musical talent. In a flourishing city during its most prolific era of musical output, you're a jewel of talent, too. But how do you stand out in a sea of diamonds? That's the challenge these two women faced in Detroit, Michigan during the late 1950s through the early 1970s. The first set of music in this episode of Respected Ladyland will feature the voice of Lorraine Chandler on two records, as well as two records on which she was songwriter and producer. The musical style you're about to hear is what has become globally defined as the Northern Soul sound, and happily, Lorraine later found appreciation overseas in the Northern Soul scene. We'll kick off this set with an offering, You Only Live Twice, though this song was unreleased at the time, but, as the title suggests, it lived twice, having been issued on 45 in 2011. Here is Lorraine Chandler on Respected Ladyland Radio Show.
Oh, everywhere I'd go. Oh, yes, they would, but I've found out the truth, and I caught you just in time. And now the last laugh is on you. Mm-hmm. You never know someone's wrong. They treat you nice, but others gone. They tell you lies, expect you to leave. But I've held an ace up my sleeve. Oh, there was a time when love was so new. I was a happy girl, and I thought that you were happy too. Mm-hmm. Well, but now I see the light, and I know that I'll be blue. Oh, but still the light. You try not to believe what friends tell you, but in both cases it always is true. I tried my best to stick right to the line, but you've been cheating all the time. There was a time when you cried your heart out, just begging to come home.
Baby, ooh, baby.
just heard four records that exist due to the efforts of Detroit-based music maker Lorraine Chandler. You heard The Exciters delivering their 1975 rendition of a Lorraine Chandler tune, Love You Baby. You also heard Lorraine Chandler from 1966 with I Can't Change, and from 1967, Freddie Butler with There Was a Time. At this time, you're hanging out in respected Ladyland with me, DJ Action Slacks. On this series, we celebrate women music makers who contributed to the mid-century record industry. Women were often passed over, not only during the time they were actively creating, but also during the compact disc era of the late 1980s and all of the 1990s, when record labels were releasing reissues and compilations of mid-century music. It was an obvious bias displayed by 1990s reissue labels, especially in the United States. So these women who were music makers in the mid-century experienced the double whammy of discrimination in two eras. In the background is the instrumental Grit Getter from 1969, this one written by Lorraine Chandler, and it's by Cha-Cha Hogan. Lorraine Chandler. Lorraine is best known for her collaborations with Jack Ashford, band member of Motown's 1960s house band, the Funk Brothers. She wrote songs for and with Ashford for his Pied Piper Studios in Detroit, and they also co-founded the Ashford record label together. Next, we'll enjoy some of the funkier Lorraine Chandler-related records. She co-wrote all of them, co-produced at least one of them, and we're kicking it off with Sandra Richardson from 1974 with Stay Here With Me. And I hope that's exactly what you will do.
Yes!
FM, where radio is yours. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Jones with the song Voodoo Mademoiselle. You also heard Eddie Parker from 1972 with the very funky Do the Choo Choo. And Sandra Richardson from 1974 with Stay Here With Me. Three songs written and or produced by Lorraine Chandler. Up next, we'll be celebrating another Detroit talent, Johnny Mae Matthews. This is X-Ray FM. Radio is yours. Hello, I'm DJ Action Slacks, and this program is called Respected Ladyland. It's a magical place where, instead of being exploited and vilified, ladies are treated with respect and given credit for their contributions. On this program, you'll hear the voices of women from a variety of musical genres from the golden age of the recording industry, the 1950s and 1960s. However, I will also spotlight the impact of specific women who worked behind the scenes as songwriters, producers, record label owners, as well as A&R women, as artists and repertoire. This episode's Formidable Femme Spotlight is focused on a vanguard of Detroit's early soul music scene. She established multiple independent record labels, blazed a trail as a potent producer and songwriter. She helped other aspiring entrepreneurs in starting their own record labels, including Berry Gordy, fostered the careers of performers who had become international superstars, as well as created impactful hit records well into the 1980s. Her name was Johnny Mae Matthews, and she co-wrote this instrumental you're hearing right now. This band is The Egyptians. From 1960, the song is called Inkster Boogie. I've got about 30 minutes of records that in one way or another exist because of the efforts of Ms. Johnny Mae Matthews. In this next set, you'll hear Johnny Mae herself with an R&B rocker from 1960 called Mr. Fine. You'll also hear Detroit blues man Mr. Bo, produced by Johnny Mae. And Timmy Shaw with one of my favorite Detroit singles, released on Johnny Mae Matthews' Bond label. And I'm kicking this set off with a landmark single from Johnny Mae Matthews' Northern label. It's the first record released by a group called The Distance. They would become famous as The Temptations. Here they are, from 1960.
Oh, mine. I said, oh, hey, Mr. Fine, tell me what you want, you're mine. I said, oh, hey, Mr. Fine, take me for a ride. Come on, Mr. Fine, take me for a ride. I said, oh, hey, Mr. Fine, don't give me no jive. We were riding around in this big Cadillac, having a lot of fun. Said, look here, baby, this ain't it.
I gotta make a little run.
No, no, Mr. Fine, you're not my kind. Really, Mr. Fine, you're not my kind. I said, oh, hey, Mr. Fine, really, you're not my kind.
Go on, love, do. What did the head freaker say?
What did he say?
I saw him yesterday.
What did he say?
The head freaker said.
What did he say?
He said, I hated myself.
You hated yourself?
Love somebody who ain't in love with you. That's a hating yourself.
What did the head freaker say?
What did he say?
When I saw him yesterday.
What did he say?
The head freaker said.
What did he say?
I underrated myself.
Underrated myself.
You want somebody who makes you sad and blue. That's underrating yourself.
Won't you come with me? The man will make you see why you make me call the way you do. Some get their kicks killing and stealing, but you get your kicks of just a hurting my feelings. The head freaker said,
what did he say?
When I saw him yesterday.
What did he say?
The head freaker said,
what did he say?
Somebody who ain't in love with you, that's a hating yourself.
Won't you come with me? The man will make you see why you make me cry the way you do. Some get their kicks killing and stealing, but you get your kicks of just a hurting my feelings. The head freaker said,
somebody who ain't in love with you, that's a hating yourself.
Ms. Johnny Mae Matthews from 1962 with her record The Head Shrinker, which was distributed through Sue Records out of New York City. You also heard Timmy Shaw doing the marvelous record Thunder in My Heart on Johnny Mae Matthews' Bon record label. In the background, again, The Egyptians from 1960 with Party Stomp, co-written by Johnny Mae Matthews. I'm DJ Action Slacks. This program is called Respected Ladyland. And right now I'm spotlighting record producer, songwriter, vocalist, artist manager, record label owner, Johnny Mae Matthews, who was an enormous force in the Detroit music scene of the 1950s and 1960s and beyond. If you have any questions about anything you've heard, feel free to reach out to me through my website, djactionslacks.com. You can also hook up with my social media on there, view my upcoming events, and find out more about me. DJActionSlacks.com. Another stack of Johnny Mae Matthews related records from Betty LaVette, Richard Cateau, Leah Dawson, and I'm going to kick off the set with probably the most famous song written by Johnny Mae Matthews. It became a 1960s soul standard, though recordings of this song have also popped up by blues and rock artists as well. From 1967, here is Memphis soul singer James Carr with his version of Johnny Mae Matthews' song, Send You Back to Georgia.
Baby, but look what you got now. Sometimes I think I made a tell you one time, Mama. top down. That's what I want.
By me.
like a tube, yes you do. Oh, I'm human, yes I am. I just can't stand to be used. Oh, you know I'll pay my price. I can't give up my life, so cut me loose. Oh, yeah.
Johnny Mae Matthews from 1967 with Cut Me Loose. You also heard Albert Williams with I'm in Your Corner, written by Johnny Mae Matthews. And Leah Dawson from 1968 with You've Got to Change Your Evil Ways, produced by Johnny Mae Matthews and Sir Mac Rice. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and that concludes the formidable Femme Spotlight segment for this episode. I hope you will further investigate the music and career of Ms. Johnny Mae Matthews, Detroit singer, songwriter, producer, manager, mentor, and record label owner. If you like this show, please share it with your friends or tell people about it who you might think will enjoy it. I hope you will meet me here next week for another celebration of women of the golden age of the record business. Until then, keep those boots a-dancin'!